The Reds bullpen gave up 4 runs in the bottom of the 8th, and the Arizona Diamondbacks went on to beat Cincinnati on Wednesday afternoon, 7-4, the final score. Luis Castillo started the game for Cincinnati. He gave up 3 runs in 7 innings of work. The Reds trailed 3-2 after 7, but Brandon Drury hit his 13th home run of the season to tie the game in the 8th. Time to get some final thoughts on the game from Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Ed. Cowboy, tough one today. The Reds showed some fight. They got a couple of runs, really kind of scratched across a couple of runs against Zach Gallen early. Diamondbacks came right back. And then when the Reds finally draw even in the 8th, it was the Diamondbacks again against the Reds bullpen, and Art Warren kind of struggled a little bit. But Luis Castillo pitched to Jim.
Yeah, I thought the ball game changed a bit there in that bottom of the 2nd inning. The Reds got ahead. They kind of scratched and clawed, took a couple off the arms and the hands to get on base in that inning, but a big double by India, and the Reds had a 2-0 lead all of a sudden. But that two-run home run by Geraldo Perdomo in the bottom of that inning, it kind of set the tail for this ball game. Even though the Reds got the home run late in the 8th inning by Drury, that home run by Perdomo was kind of out of the blue.
Yeah, that was certainly the difference maker. As far as the Reds starting pitching goes, this is back-to-back ball games in which they got great starting pitching and the pitchers didn't end up with anything to show for it.
Yeah, I think when you look at the way that the Reds starters have pitched, and really 1-5 at this point, because Mike Minor, I thought, threw the ball very well his last time out here in Arizona. I think you're getting your starting pitching, and they're getting deep enough into the ball game. The Reds have got to catch the ball a little bit better on the defensive side, and they've got to pitch much better out of the bullpen.
Well, homestand coming up kicks off on Friday. See if the Reds can get a little momentum going against the division rival Milwaukee Brewers. Ed, back to you.
Thanks, Tommy. Highlights right after this. The Reds lose to the D-backs on Wednesday afternoon, 7-4. Now to the highlight. Zach Gallen started the game for the Diamondbacks, and he had a lot of trouble finding the plate. He hit both Brandon Drury and Joey Votto in the first inning, but neither scored. He hit Nick Senzel leading off the 2nd. Senzel moved to 3rd on an Albert Almora Jr. base hit. Then, with T.J. Friedl at the plate, he tried picking Almora off first base.
Gallen home with a 1-0 pitch to T.J. Friedl. Instead of pick to first, the throw gets away. Up the line it goes. And home from 3rd, Senzel. Almora is going to try for 3rd. Here comes the throw, and it is there waiting on him. The Reds get a run, but Almora Jr. got a little greedy with that ball getting away. If that goes up the line a little bit more, he makes it easily, but the ball kicked back kind of toward the right field line instead of down the right field line. And
yeah, I think Almora thought the ball was heading down the right field line when he looked up, but you're right. The ball not only hit the netting over on the right field side, it caught one of the crossbars and kicked right back towards the first baseman.
Gallen then hit Friedl with the pitch, his 4th hit batter in less than 2 innings. After Aramis Garcia flew out, Jonathan India brought the Reds' 2nd run home.
Swinging a ground ball down the 3rd baseline, fair. And into the left field corner. On his way to 3rd is Friedl. He gets the wave around. Here comes the relay to the plate. Not in time, and the ball gets away. And Gallen wasn't paying attention. The ball got by him. Gallen was looking down, and India goes to 3rd.
I mean, it's one thing to get upset that you gave up a run, but when the ball's going by you, you shouldn't be looking at the ground and saying, oh, darn it, or something to that nature.
Yeah.
I mean, the ball almost hit the guy.
Yeah, it did.
Gee whiz. This has been a rough outing for one Zach Gallen. It's almost like he's not there mentally in this game.
The 2-run lead didn't last long. David Peralta began the bottom of the 2nd by doubling off Red starter Luis Castillo. With 1 out, Alec Thomas brought him home.
The 0-1 pitch, and that's a line drive by Drury at 3rd and down the left field line. Around 3rd comes Peralta. The throw will go into 2nd. And in safely sliding with a double, Alec Thomas, an RBI double at that. His 14th run batted into the year on his 6th double of the season. The Reds' lead is now 2-1.
Geraldo Perdomo was next up, and he did this.
You all right over
Bobby,
there?
Bobby Nightingale, apparently there's a photo of me and Jeff not getting that ball.
This ball's clocked, hammered high and deep to right, gone. Way out of here to right by Perdomo. That is his 2nd home run of the year, and now the Diamondbacks have the lead. It's 3-2.
After the second inning, Zach Gallen really settled down following the India double. Gallen went on to retire the next 16 Reds he faced. Luis Castillo was equal to the task. After the Perdomo home run, he loaded the bases in the bottom of the fifth, but he kept Arizona off the board the final five innings he was on the mound. Castillo was finished after seven. Here's his pitching line. 7 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs. They were all earned. 2 walks, 6 strikeouts, a home run, 110 pitches, 72 of those for strikes. Noe Ramirez took over on the mound for Arizona in the top of the eighth, and it was the break Cincinnati needed. He retired the first 2 batters he faced, but then had a deal with third baseman Brandon Drury.
Here's the 2-1. Slider, Drury swings, hits it high and deep to left field. Peralta's back, he's at the wall, leaps, and gone! Brandon Drury just gets it out of here to left, and the game is tied at 3 on his 13th home run of the year.
There's your one at bat last night advantage.
Art Warren replaced Luis Castillo in the bottom of the eighth, and unfortunately, that was the break the D-backs needed. He gave up back-to-back singles leading off the inning to Josh Rojas and Ketel Marte. He got Christian Walker to pop up for the first out, but then had a deal with David Peralta.
Garcia rolling through the signs, and now Warren's 2-1 pitch. Ripped on a line into right field, base hit. Friedel comes up throwing around third. Here he comes, the plate. Throw there and safe. Rojas gets around the throw from T.J. Friedel and Garcia's tag, and the Diamondbacks have taken a 4-3 lead.
With Pavin Smith at the plate, the D-backs pulled off a double steal. Smith then hit a ground ball to Jonathan India at second base. He came home, but too late. Marte was safe, and it was 5-3. Raver San Martin replaced Art Warren. He got the second out of the inning, but then Perdomo got another run home.
San Martin's 1-0. Runner goes. The pitch, a bullet right back up the middle. That's into center field, a base hit. Peralta scores. Pavin Smith goes first to third as he was running on the pitch. And the Diamondbacks have scored 3 times in the eighth inning. It is 6-3 Arizona.
After that, the unthinkable Jose Herrera was at the plate. San Martin balked, and that scored Pavin Smith from third, and it was 7-3. The Reds did get one of those runs back off Mark Melancon in the top of the ninth. Joey Votto singled and moved to second base on a wild pitch. Mike Moustakas got him home.
And here's the right-hander's payoff pitch. Moustakas hits a bullet by the first baseman, Walker. It caroms off of him, deflects over into foul territory. Votto's around third, coming home. Here's the throw to the plate, not in time. Votto scores on the single by Moustakas off the glove of the first baseman, Christian Walker.
After that hit, however, Senzel flew out. Almora lined out the third base. T.J. Friedel flew out the left field, and the game was over. Reds fall 7-4. Here are the totals. For Arizona, 7 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors, 5 left. Cincinnati, 4-5-1. They stranded 4. Ramirez, the winner, 2-1. Warren, the loser, 2-3. Home runs in the game for Cincinnati. Drury, number 13. For Arizona, Perdomo, number 2. 2 hours and 50 minutes. 14,917 on hand at Chase Field in downtown Phoenix. Off day on Thursday for Cincinnati. They begin a 3-game series against the Milwaukee Brewers Friday night. In game one, Hunter Green will go to the mound. He is 3-7 on the season. Milwaukee is yet to name a starter. We're on the air with the pregame show at 6:10. First pitch is scheduled for 6:40. And once again, the final score. The D-backs beat the Reds 7-4. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.